Can you explain how coffee enemas work on the liver? Well, not kind of really, sort of, maybe. What you do is you want to get about, maybe 16 ounces or so. And if you just get it down below, down there in that area, I forget the name of it, is the portal, whatever. You don't really have to get it. And what it does is it just does the whole caffeine thing, and it moves it up to the liver through a valve. Let me pull that up so I get the right words here. Is it the portal? I'll get back to that phone.
On your party.
What? Hello?
Hello, Patrick.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This is Edward with Frontier, the phone company.
Oh, you're on the air live. Did you know that?
Huh?
You're on the air. Or you're on the radio right now.
Well, I'll watch my language.
Yeah, don't say poop, Edward. No.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to call, make sure your phone was working all right. Me and Carl were working on
your
ISD and this number yesterday.
No, it is good. Everything sounds great. Did you guys do both ISDN lines?
I believe so. It was the channel bank. We had a card at a channel bank that was bad, so it killed them both.
It killed them both, okay.
So he replaced that card, everything. We thought we were had cable trouble up down the road, and he replaced that card, and that fixed the whole thing.
Well, one of my machines is not showing it, but I bet the machine is bad. Is there a way I can... how would I know if that 9806 line is okay? Do you know how I would know?
9806?
Yeah, the 858-9806.
Let me look up the information on it, and I'll test it for you and let you know.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'll be back.
Bye. Phone company calling the 800 number. I wonder how he got that. That's hilarious. Yeah, boy. These phone things, man, when they go, they go. Where was I going? I was going somewhere. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Is it portal vein? Portal vein. Portal vein. Coffee enemas. Dr. Massey knows a lot about coffee enemas. Yeah, see, you can... the portal vein, it carries venous blood from the gastrointestinal tract to the liver. The portal vein accomplishes two tasks. It supplies the liver with metabolic substances to ensure the substance ingested are first processed by the liver before reaching the circulation. So this portal vein, you can go on and look at the picture. It's kind of cool. And you can see it way down there. And it's not far from the bum. So that's pretty cool. They call it hepatic portal vein because it's tied to the bile ducts and the hepatic artery for the liver. Trying to get a picture up of it. Yeah, so it's way down there, and then these veins go up into the liver, and you put that coffee in there, and the caffeine, and all the good stuff, and all the different substances of coffee seems to... it helps the liver to detoxify and just to do its thing. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So that's the idea on the coffee enema, to answer your question. I hope that's helpful. Past guest talked about resetting the vagus nerve by tapping on the wrist. Yeah, you can do that. You tap on the wrist. I think you put the palms forward, like up, and take your three fingers and just tap like I'm doing now. That has been known to help people just calm down if you're kind of getting anxious, anxiety, kind of, you know what I mean? Anxious in Seattle. Sean in Seattle. Or sleepless in Seattle. Also, a cool thing a chiropractor once taught me is if you look at the lion pose in yoga, and that's where you put your head back and you put your eyes way back and you stick your tongue out way and you breathe, that also resets the vagus nerve. Resets the vagus nerve. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this who I think it is?
It's been a long time, my dear.
Brigitte, baby. Brigitte, baby.
I can't fake you out. Why can't I fake you out?
I know your voice, girl. I know your voice.
How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good here. We're doing fine. Everybody's happy.
Well, it's been a long time. I've been listening to you. Just hadn't been able to call in because I've been a working girl. Working hard.
I told you about that working girl thing. You can get in trouble for that. Oh, not that kind. I see what you're saying.
I think I may go to that. I think I can make some more money.
You probably could do pretty well. You're a cutie. I don't know. You don't want to do that. No, I don't think so. Running around with the wrong crowd.
Oh, God. At this age, who gives a flip? You know what I mean? We're all going to die soon. I mean, you know. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know you're just kidding.
Totally kidding.
What kind of work are you doing?
My new thing. I'm getting younger. Younger every day.
Me three. That's the job.
I'm activating my stem cells every day with this new light therapy. Pretty interesting. Have you heard about it?
Tell us about it. No. We like stem cells.
Yeah, so this guy has been doing this for a long time. So the company's been out for like over 10 years.
Yeah.
But he just came out with, it's called X39, and they're patches.
Yeah.
And they're activated by the heat of your body, and it's something about the light, which I love, and he's got it like patented like 100 million times, so... You know, it seems like it might be something because he sure is trying to protect himself, patent it all over the place,
right.
You know?
I've heard about this fellow. Dave Schmidt is his name, right?
Yeah. And so I've known about this company. I think I even did it. I've done like every network marketing company that's come around and never go. But he's had other patches that people have seen big, good results. And he's like, in all countries, so I mean, but he just came out with this stem cell patch in January.
So it's supposed to increase your stem cells by putting this patch on, right?
Say that again?
It's supposed to increase your stem cells by putting this patch on?
Yeah, it activates by the light that goes into your body. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand it either, except that it is a new technology and you can go look at it, you know, that kind of thing I don't pay attention to, but I've been using them for now like about a month.
You like it?
And I can feel something.
Good.
I feel something. It's interesting. And, you know, I'm listening to what's happening with other people, and people are saying like scars are healing that have been there forever. And, you know, that's kind of what stem cells will do is heal. You know, if yours are working, it's going to heal things like that. But inflammation and I've had the best energy for this past month. I mean, I'm like, it's very interesting. I'm like, so another patch that I'm doing is glutathione. So right now I'm just playing with the X39 and the glutathione patch. And you do like 12 hours on, 12 hours off. So I put it on in the morning and then I just I take it off at night. And I don't know. I'm liking it. I'll back in like another month if I'm like looking like, you know, 21. I'll let 20. You know.
Will you still love me? Will you still need me when I'm 64? Well, you know, that's how our bodies survive, as you know, Breege, by the light. That's how they survive. And that's
why I like
you know, that's how it works, and that's how we stay younger is just by taking in more light. That's how we do.
And I don't know how he figured it out, and I don't know, but it's even working on animals and stuff, so it's interesting. So I'm playing with it just like everything else. We try it out and see if it works, and it does seem to be. So I worked all day yesterday. I came home, took a shower, paid some bills. I did yoga class, and then I went out dancing. Yee-haw!
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Well, where are you working now?
I work at the bike shop here.
Oh, cool.
Big Daddy's Bike Shop in Santa Rosa Beach.
Big Daddy's Bike Shop. It's great. I like
so
it.
So my a dear friend that I help out, and she has a great business going. She does a good job.
Cool.
Really good job.
Santa Rosa Beach. That's where. How far is that from your house?
15-minute drive up the road.
Now, how far is that from?
So
then?
we're all on 30A down here.
I see. How far that is from Pepsi? Like, how far is that from Pepsi Cola?
What do you mean?
How far is Santa Rosa Island there in the bike shop from Pensacola, Florida?
Oh, Pensacola. Yeah. I thought you said Pepsi Cola.
I did. That's what I call it, is Pepsi Cola.
I like Pepsi.
I call it Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, no, I'm about 2 hours.
Oh, you're 2 hours,
2 hours
east
of Pensacola.
2 hours east of Pensacola.
Yes.
I see. Okay. In the Florida Panhandle.
Yes, and listen to this. Hmm. So I put my house up for sale.
Did you?
I've had nothing.
Nothing?
Had nothing. It's been up for over a month now, and I've had nothing. And then right down the street, not even a mile, a house on the beach just listed for $15 million.
What?
And like people are saying, like my realtor saying, you need to go down. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm going up, man.
Yeah, just to raise it, though. You know, people like it more if it costs more. Yeah. Raise the price.
I think so, too.
No, I know so.
Yeah, I'm going up.
I'd go up. I'd move
up. I'm going up.
Don't go down. Yep. Go up. Go up.
No, I'm going up. You know, the real estate thing has really gotten messed up.
Why is that?
It's just a dog eat dog. There's like everybody and their mama's a real estate agent, and it's just, I don't know.
Mm.
I just want to do it by myself. I mean, you know, they don't even meeting, and you know, it's just like listed, and then she said, so I have an acre fenced in, and I have natural, you know, over 30 pine trees, and it's all hand cleared, and
yeah.
And she was like, you need to go down. You need to go down every month, and there's a clause on this land that says it's nature preserve.
Oh, cool.
Which means
that's
you
good.
Can't build on it. I know. Yeah. I'm like, let's enhance that. Let's go up because of that. And she was like, you need to go get that clause off of theirs, because she's like, I got a builder that'll put 5 houses on there and he'll buy it for $1 million. I'm like, I don't think so. If you think you can put 5 houses on here, that means you're going to be making like $5 million. It's so messed up. It's sad.
Yeah. Well.
So sad.
Yeah. Just you know, the right thing will come along, because you're in no hurry, right?
Well,
are you?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Kind of, you know, I've been back and forth on this, and
yeah.
I would love for somebody to come and see the beauty of this land and want to have like a healing center here, and has the money to do what they need to do and keep it, you know, maybe build a couple little tiny little shacks for people to enjoy the trees and the land. And I'm a 5-minute walk to the beach.
5 minutes,
I'm in it. You can hear the Gulf from the house.
What city are you in again? What city?
Well, Santa Rosa Beach is what they call the whole area.
Okay.
But I'm in Seagrove.
Seagrove, yeah.
So, you know, just like, yeah, so there's Seagrove, there's Seaside. That's where they filmed the Truman Story in Seaside, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that movie. Did you see that movie, The Truman Story?
I said, yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was the little pastel houses with the little picket fences and, you know, this little community. And, oh, my God, it's just, they are building. They are just, now, you used to could drive down this, our little beach road and see the beach. Now you can't see the beach because it's just houses and condos. And, you know, they've done it, I guess, as nicely as you can do it if you're going to cram a house right beside the other one.
Sure.
But it's ridiculous. It's just, you know, and then I've got this little chunk of land all around my house. I have a yard in the front, and I have woods in the back. And they don't, never that many people have this anymore in this area. You know, they just take all the land away, take the trees down, build big old houses, and put a couple palm trees up.
Pay paradise and build up a parking lot.
That's right. It's so the song. That's my. It's so the song for this area.
Yeah, pay paradise and put up a parking lot. Well, sweetie, I'm sure the right person will come by to, you know, to buy that for you.
I know. keeping my fingers crossed.
And then where are you going to live after you sell it then?
So I think I'm going back to Fairhope.
Fairhope?
Fairhope is where I live. Yeah, Fairhope, Alabama.
Oh, Fairhope, Alabama.
That's got beautiful...
Isn't it?
Yeah. There's beautiful land there. There's river that... I'd love to be on the river that goes out into the Gulf.
Yeah.
And there's more community there. It's such a touristy place here that I'm ready to get back into where I can walk downtown and know the people in the coffee shop and have more of a community, hear people come and go. I mean, I guess more people are settling down here, but, you know, I got Airbnb out of one bedroom, and I'm booked till July. You know, it keeps booking up. I'm booked for the rest of this month.
And that's great.
Yeah, that's fun. But I want to do the same thing in Fairhope. Hopefully I can, like, live on the river and have some beautiful land around. And
What's the difference between Airbnb and this thing called Airbo or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I haven't heard of that one.
Do you know Airbo? Air. Anyway, you know, maybe in August, there's four couples that we used to work in Armed Forces Radio many years ago, right? On Johnston Island.
Right.
And we have reunions every 4 or 5 years, and we're going to all get together in August. So that's not far. And I'm kind of in charge of finding a spot. And I want to
stay with me.
Well, no, we need 5-bedroom place.
Oh.
Or four bedrooms.
Great. Y'all could all sleep in the same bedroom together.
No, I don't think so. No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so. We want a 4-bedroom place. But I wonder if that Fairhope, Alabama would be a good spot to find a house to do that for the weekend.
Absolutely. My ex-husband has a great place I could hook you up with.
How big is it?
Well, what he has is he has a couple little places on the lake that he built, and he has a blueberry farm, and it's right there, and it's a couple little bungalows. Might be something fun.
Really?
Or I could think of other places. I know a lot of people there. I can definitely, I'll start thinking. If you want one house for everybody?
Yeah, just like 4-bedroom place, you know. In on the second, out on, in on the second, out on the fifth.
2nd of August, out on the 5th.
Oh, yeah, the place that I've looked at is VRBO.
Yeah, vacation rental by owner.
By owner, right, yeah.
Oh, and that's good, too. I would look at them both.
Yeah.
The thing about Airbnb, you know, you got good and bad of both ways, you know?
Sure.
It's worked out really well for me. I'm like the typical, this is really how it was made to be, is that you come and stay in somebody's home that's there, right?
Right.
But a lot of people are having little places that they, you know, they're not there. They just turn it into that and rent it out.
Sure.
But the main thing, finding a good host, and then you're good. And what's good is, and I don't know if VRBO does it, but Airbnb, you can read all the reviews.
Right, yeah, it does. They have all the reviews. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does VRBO do that?
They do, yeah. Very good, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah, we'd like to get someplace maybe with some woods or, you know, something like that. I don't want to be in the city. You know, something... I don't know.
Wow. And my dear, dear friend, who's about, I don't know how, 70, I don't know how old he is. He's in his 70s, does a tour on the bayou. And he's worked for what is that? Canoe company or fly fishing company. He's a fly fisher. He's a canoer. He's just an outdoorsy, coolest guy. Knows the area. Been there forever. And he does tours on the where you go out and see the eagles and the alligators and the
really.
Yeah, if y'all might want to do that, I'd love to hook you up with him.
Yeah, send me his email, will you?
I will.
And
he's famous. His name is Jimbo.
Jimbo, and he's in Fairhope.
He is, and he does this great ecological tour.
Oh.
And he just knows all the birds, knows all the animals.
That'd be fun.
Very cool, dude. Let him.
I'd like that.
I'll hook you up.
It's probably probably wouldn't be warm in Fairhope in August, would it? Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. You know what, though? Today,
yeah,
we've had some real humid days.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've had some big rain. It feels like fall.
Really?
It is like cool. There's no humidity.
No.
Oh, my God. It's the most beautiful day. I'm like, woo, where did this come from? I mean, we've all been, like, dying in the heat. And now it's just...
Yeah.
That rain just sucked it out. It's way cool.
Sucked it out.
Beautiful.
Well, that's good.
Is it? What's it doing there?
Yeah, yeah. Same way. You know, it's been very hot, but there's something different going on. It's
big time.
It's not this real muggy kind of a. I don't know. It's just different energy right now in the weather. That's nicer. It's actually cooler at night. I've never really seen it like this around here. Something's up.
Yeah, something is up, and things seem sooner. So, like, we just had real hot, like, mm-hmm. like in the end of the summer when you're just, like, dying, right?
Right.
That's what it just was. And then we just had a lot of rainy days, like the rainy days of summer, right? Like dog days.
Mm-hmm.
And then the June grass came in. It usually doesn't come in till July 4th and later. It already is in. So everything seems sooner.
Mm. Yeah, something's going on.
It's all happening quicker.
Quicker. It's called the quickening.
It's interesting, but
yeah.
If we it's interesting. And you know what else?
What?
So I walk on the beach, you know, as much as I can, pretty much, you know, 5 mornings. And before it got really hot, there were a ton of crabs. And it was like in the mornings and then at sunset, and they were all like out there. So it was like if you walked out there, they would bite your little toes.
No.
It was interesting. There was millions of them.
Oh.
All on the shoreline. They were like, you know, they'd be there in their little, you know,
mm-hmm.
their little claws, like going, ha, 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 come in here. I'm like, and they just, you know, yeah, it was just like, and I would just be looking at them like, oh, I'm not about to go out there. I have to figure out some kind of shoes to get, because I was like, I can't get out there. It was interesting.
Is the water, wow. Is the water?
Like, I've never seen that before.
Is the water in the beaches nice there?
It was beautiful, and then we had, it's been interesting. It's not like it's been...
No, I mean, just like in general, the beach is nice. Are they the white sand beach?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The sugar sand beaches, sugar sand.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then crystal clear, beautiful green, and that's why it's the Emerald Coast.
Oh,
and
the Emerald Coast.
You're like in a bathtub.
You really?
Can jump in and open your eyes and see a turtle swim by. I mean,
can you really? Yeah.
You walk, yeah, you can see, you walk in and you can see the fish in the water. You know, it's like,
wow,
amazing.
Do you
amazing eat, how clean, clear it is.
Do you eat seafood?
Not so much.
Not so much. Yeah, I was wondering if, I bet you, there must be a lot of good seafood available to buy, though, if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I bet
so. Ever since the oil rig, man, I kind of got,
God,
you know,
yeah, I know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was... Well, that was pretty far away, though, right?
Anymore. I don't even say it again. Sorry.
That was pretty far away, right, from you guys. The oil.
Yeah, but we had oil one time on our beaches.
Yeah.
Right here, other places had some globs float by, and.
Well, the ocean's a pretty amazing place. It'll clean itself up, you know. It will.
It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no, all the microbes. Totally. There's a kabillion microbes in that ocean, and they know what they're doing. You know, they're going to eat it up. You know,
I know.
They're going to eat it up.
I know.
If they wouldn't have put that Corexit in there, it would have been a lot better. But you know, they did.
Yeah.
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 Just let it eat the oil.
We
up.
Are such idiots.
I know, because you know, oil is just dead dinosaurs. You know, I mean, it's not all that bad.
Right.
Right.
It's in the ground.
Yeah.
There for a reason, right?
I guess. You know.
Yeah, we just are, you know, tapping in on something that we really, you know, just like they keep finding out things about the body.
Mm-hmm.
What did I just hear? I just heard something else that they're like, oh, okay, you know, everything you hear, like I just heard that there's another part of the brain they're just finding. They didn't know it was there. And then something else, there's another part of the, maybe it's just the, I don't know. I mean, they're just, it's
yeah,
just amazing.
There's so much going on.
We know nothing.
We know nothing. That's right. I agree, girl. Well, Bridget, it's always nice talking to you. And let me know about the Fairhope area and also this fellow Jimbo. And if we, you know, I'm going to look down there and see if we can maybe find a spot. I've been looking at Colorado Springs, but, you know, Alabama might be fun too, because we'd be by the beach, which would be kind of fun, you know.
Well, Fairhope is beautiful town. I mean, the landscapers of that town is just beautiful flowers and beds, and so they just really do the town well. And then you'll be on Mobile Bay.
On the bay.
You can ride around the bay, and it's beautiful. Now, to get to the beach would be, if you're in Fairhope, probably about a good 30, 40 minutes to get to Gulf Shores.
I see. Gulf Shores, Mississippi. Yeah.
To the beach.
But if we wanted to go to, if we wanted to get a home on the beach, we could go down there near you, right? Find a place.
Yeah. Now, if you wanted to come down here, and in August, when do kids go back to school? So the prices will go down. I also could just look and see who I know and see if I could help you with that.
What cities would we look at in the Vrbo for a home? What could you give me a couple cities to look at on the Emerald Coast?
So
there.
Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay.
Is this whole area from Panama City Beach
all the way
to Miramar Beach? This one little stretch, they call it Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay.
Florida.
And that'll get.
And it's on 30. I think you would love to be on 30A. Don't be in Destin. Destin's terrible. And then you really don't want to be in Panama City Beach. You want to be here. This is like where the rich and famous are. I mean, it's beautiful here. It's beautiful here.
And August is a good time to come because it's off season, really?
Yeah, and it can be beautiful weather. Sure. August and September, October, August, can be beautiful. Just depends.
You got to talk to the rain angels, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You can do that.
Okay, baby. Good talking to you. Happy stem cells.
Too.
Happy stem cells. Thanks.
I'm going to send you information on the stem cells.
Okay. Okay. See you soon.
Bye. All right. Bye. Thanks for everything.
Bye. People are getting manic and taking all these stuff because they don't have sulfur in their brain or something?
That's correct. There's reasons for that. Kid out there in the street buying illegal drugs, all caused from that. Every bit of it. The manic depression, suicidal tendencies, all caused from a lack of sulfur to the brain.
Whoa.
Because the glyphosate stopped the uptake of sulfur from the body to the brain. There's a lymph system that runs from the digestive tract to the brain directly, and all they were finding is sulfur. It goes straight to the brain because we're a sulfur being. We have to have the sulfur to keep us sane. If you don't have sulfur going to your brain, you become manic. If you look at all the drugs that they give people, they put artificial sulfur in there. It's a molecule, artificial, to trick the brain to think that you've got sulfur in your bloodstream.
Well, we have a way to get sulfur into your bloodstream, and then you don't have to trick your brain. Just put it in there. With our pure organic sulfur, you can click an order right on our website. Three prices, United States, Canada, worldwide. It's the real deal. Makes little crystals in the glass. Living Sulfur on OneRadioNetwork.com. How often have we heard, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that the microbiome of the gut is where it's all at?
The true enzymes. There's a big hype about enzymes out there. Most of them are selling plant enzymes. You know, you've heard about plant enzymes and all that stuff.
Sure.
Okay, a true enzyme that breaks down food, it helps you digest, is created by a probiotic. That's what a true enzyme. It's a molecule. And when it comes in contact with a food, there's a chemical reaction goes on that transmutes the solid food into a liquid. They're manufactured by probiotics. And they're so tiny, these enzymes are so tiny, I haven't ever seen a picture of one. That's how small they are. They're just microscopic molecules, and they do chemical reactions. When they produce them, it's acid molecules. And when they come in contact with solid food particles, it liquefies it. This is why it's so important when you eat food to drink water, because it can't really work without water.
Hi there, Wayne Blakely, Living Streams man. Why are there so many Living Streams products in our store?
I make so many because each one of the products is designed for different aspects of healing the body. Every product, sometimes we use combinations, but mostly we use individual ones to help certain aspects of healing certain organs in the body or nutrient that's in a product, plus the probiotics that are in there.
Each product has a different nutrient that works on various organs of the body.
Exactly. Nutrients are specifically designed for, like, you know, the Living Streams helps the liver, the alfalfa helps the vascular system, and so on and so on.
Okay, over the next few days, we're going to be telling you more and more about each individual product, but check out our store, all the Living Streams products, and you can email me for more information or Or you can call Marilyn, 360-912-2981. She has a lot of information as well. Living Streams Probiotics in our store. This is Open Phone Friday, Open Phone and Email Friday. Patrick and Doodle are here. Hi, Doodle. She was just over to say hi to you, and now she's lying down and says, Dad, what do you think? Just, what do you think? We just go outside or what? I said, okay, a few minutes. Open Phone Friday and Email Friday that you can call right now and be on the show if you'd like. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com is the email address. The telephone number, 888-663-6386. We have a great week for you next week on OneRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for your ongoing support. People send in donations and buy our products, and we make some commission, so we appreciate it. We appreciate it so very much. So very, very, very much. I need to comment on some of Adam Bergstrom's ideas on liver gallbladder flushes. No disrespect, but I don't think he's done all that many of them. I have smooched my stones, and they're not only different colors, but are filled with stuff softened by malic acid and apple juice. I'm not an expert either, but I've done 30 of them since 2000 for the last 10 years and kept a detailed diary. After the 25th one, I didn't get out any stones the next two because my kidneys were clean, clean, clean machine. And I would do a 1 year and get some, but not many, certainly not compared to the hundreds I got from the early ones. Each flush only dumps what it's the gallbladder, but frees up the space for more to move down there, allowing the liver, which is awesome workhorse, to do work much better. Yeah, I agree. So she does them every year now. So, yeah, I agree. I think that you could do one probably. You could just do one every couple of weeks and just keep doing them until no stones come out, if you want. I mean, we survive pretty good with the, you know, these stones and sludge in there. But we can survive even better and happier and healthier getting these guys out. There's no doubt about it. I mean, better out than in, right? So, I think Andreas Moritz has some good stuff on it. We have plenty shows of liver gallbladder flushes, and you can just put that in our search engine. We did lots of interviews with Andreas Moritz when he was here in his body. Also, Annie Jubb, Dr. David Jubb, lots of different people. So, just have a party on our website here. It's a new world coming. Do, 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 do. Here's a person that says she likes using the sulfur with vitamin C. And she like, yeah, and people do that too. And there might be something to that. Maybe this synergistic idea of putting the vitamin C with the sulfur may be pretty fun. So, consider that. If you're taking the sulfur, is putting one of our favorite vitamin C's is sodium ascorbate. Sodium ascorbate. I don't know if we have that in our store yet, but we'll work on it. Otherwise, you can just grab it off of Amazon. I heard an old show with Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, wondering if you're going to have him back on again. Yeah, we've invited him, and gosh, we just haven't been able to score something, but we'll keep working on it. He's so busy. He's so busy. Here's Renee from Land O'Lakes, Florida. That's where the butter is like land. No, maybe not. First of all, I just want to let you know that you not only bring informational shows and great guests, but also wonderful sense of humor and positive spirit. Boy, do I need that, as I'm sure many of your listeners do. Well, my pleasure. You know, it's a funny thing. It's so fascinating to think about. This is so simple that we most don't get it. And it actually took me a very, very long time to really get what I'm about to share with you. But, so these are just some ideas that I've been teaching myself over the last few months, and that you can kind of think about during your day, during your day, and when we go off the air here in a few minutes. And so let's start at the beginning and think, okay, so we know, right, we know for sure, absolutely positively, that there's only now, right? The idea of a future or a past is a pure fantasy. It just doesn't exist. For if we close our eyes and just are there in the now with nothing, just you and God, you know, the clock may spin, the earth may move around the sun, and we call that time, because we say, well, the sun comes up and all of that, and we call it time. And it's in the physical world, that's true. I mean, there is time because there's space, and if you have space, then you have time, because you can't have one without the other, right? If you have space, then that means there's a space in between here and there, and that is called time. So you get this space over here and this space over there. So you have this planet, which is 4 light years away, and if you want to get there in a rocket ship, it's going to take time because there's space. But see, you and I, we're not time-space people. We are soul. Behind all of it, all the little chatter of our minds and all the little emotions, you just get quieter and quieter and quieter, and you say, wait a minute, well, who am I? I mean, who is this entity that's observing all of this stuff behind all of the little chatter? And believe me, every little thought, that's all just the mind. That's not who you are. That's not who we are. So this entity, who we are, is timeless, because we've always been and we always will be. We are eternal. These old bodies they'll just kind of go by the wayside someday. Oh, whoops, I'm gone. Of course, you'll still be there and I'll still be there somewhere. So as we go through and we're in these bodies, if we really understand this and think about it, I mean, really think about it. You got to keep thinking about it and keep contemplating it. Otherwise, you just think about something else and then you're back into another gone. So, you know, it takes quiet contemplation once a day to really think about it and to get to a point where you say, wow, I mean, that it really is just now. I mean, it really is. How is that possible? Well, it is. So as you get there, and once we get there, then we know that we get to choose every moment how we want to feel. And what we want to think about, or not think about anything, or sing, or hew, or talk to God, or whatever we want to do, talk to our plants. But every moment, I mean, we choose how we want to feel. And if we're not feeling very good or wanting something different from what it is, it's nobody's business except ours to just simply change it. It's like, no, I don't want to think about that anymore. I'm going to think about I don't know. Think about something that's fun. Or don't, just talk to God or do something that's fun that you like to do. And always know that you're loved and taken care of. You know, these are the deep spiritual truths that are real, that God love them. You know, the religions have kind of screwed up over the time and changed it and all kinds of stuff, you know. But the truth is that the only real true religion or true spiritual truth is that we're soul, that we are eternal. We've always been. Divine Spirit is pouring out light and love all the time. And the only limit to how much we take in and give back out to the world is how much we accept as real. That's the only limit. We limit ourselves. There's not a limit to it. It's just a universal, unlimited supply of light and love, peace and hippie beads and abundance and cool stuff. It's just, that's what we're made out of, and it just keeps coming at us. Now, we have these challenges with these aches and pains and this and that, and I found over the years that one of the real keys is to not get too involved in them. Get a little bit involved in this. This digestive thing that I've gone through has really helped me to learn that on so many levels. I'm so grateful for it, to understand that the body really is just a thought, and it's not real. And just like any thought, a pain is a pain, and the more we focus on it, the more painful it is sometimes. So, you know, it's real important to, in my opinion, when you got stuff going on in your body, to not give a lot of juice. Like, you know, I'm doing the thing with H. pylori but it's not a big deal to me. I don't, you know, I'm just taking it, and I don't even, you know, I don't think about it. And it's just like, you know, like going to the mailbox, that kind of energy. Does that make sense? No, I go to the mailbox. That no more than that. But I get a lot of emails, and I did it for many, 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 many years. And so I understand that it gets real difficult to not think that these things are really real and hardened, especially in cases like cancer and stuff, because it's got so much juice around the word. You know, it got so much juice around the word. Well. Adam says, if gallstones float, they're not gallstones, including cholesterol-based gallstones. If gallstones, they sink, they're real. Here's an experiment. Take red dye with your gallstone flush. If your gallstones come out red, there obviously can't be gallstones. If your gallstones come out red. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that floats is sludge and fat, cholesterol, stuff like that. They're not really stones per se. But I think there's still stuff that could be causing your liver not to be the most fun ever. And I think that they could also turn into stones after a while. So I think it's good to get them out. But I agree, there's a difference between the guys that float and the guys that sink. I read years ago before the Corexit that the Gulf of Mexico disaster, that thousands of square miles were dead, no animals, no plants. I always wondered if the Corexit was done to cover up what was happening in the Gulf. It happened right after Halliburton worked on the rig. I think all of the runoff from the pesticides and glyphosates were causing the massive die-off. And they just did it to cover it up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that there's thousands of square miles that are dead or were dead. I don't think that's true. I don't know where you read that, but listen, the ocean has its problems, and we dump a lot of dumb stuff in there. But think about it, it covers 3/4 of the planet with more microbes and energy and minerals and life than you can. We have no idea what's going on in the ocean. And to think that the ocean is going to be destroyed by one oil rig putting out thousands of gallons and then putting chemicals in there or some radioactive material, I don't think so. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I think it's all fear porn. You know, the ocean's going to clear itself up. It's so self-healing. It's just 3/4 of the earth is salt water. More than that, probably. You know, it just ties in with this whole man-made global warming thing. In my opinion, it's just all nonsense. It's just all nonsense. To think that man with some combustible fuels, carbon, is changing the planet and all the polar bears are going to die and these seas are going to rise. Do you know how absurd that is? It's just not true. Sorry. It's just not true. Just be careful what you read. And remember, there's forces out there that want you to be in fear, want to control you, want to tax you. The globalists, the boys, we call them. This is their job in life, just to make you crazy. And the more they make you crazy, and the more they tax you, the weaker you get, and blah, 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 blah. The more... So just let all that, leave it all alone. Just take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Take care of your family. Find a job you like. Find a person you want to smooch with and have babies or not, or be single or whatever. And talk to God and have a good life and get out of this place, you know, with a little class. Get out of here with a little class and grace. And maybe we won't have to come back and do it again. But you get involved with all the media and all the stuff going on. It's just all a bunch of, my opinion, it's all a bunch of nonsense. Every bit of it. All the political stuff. Every bit of it. It's all nonsense. All the wars. This thing in Iran, you know. The Iranians came in and torpedoed a tanker. You know they're going to go to war with him because they don't like him, because who knows, the bankers. But they've been trying to jig up a way to go to war with these. But they've always done this. You know, it's nothing new. Vietnam, Pearl Harbor, they're all lies. I put on the Facebook page, some dude in 500 B.C., let me go there on my Facebook thing. Echecles, something, I don't even know how to pronounce it, 525 B.C. 525 B.C., he said, in war, truth is the first casualty. It's never about what they say it's about. So people who want war and want for the United States to invade Iran for all kinds of reasons, financial, geopolitical, whatever. You know, they have such power and control over whatever they have to work with. They can jig up anything they want, like the Gulf of Tonkin, or have somebody hire a bunch of people that pose as Iranians. And I don't know. I'm not saying this is what happened, but I wouldn't doubt it. I don't care. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And all the generals and President Trump, they all think, oh, boy. Well, look at what happened. I mean, you know, here, this is the intel. The Iranians did it. It says it right here. You know, you can't blame the president or even the generals. They don't know. There's people that are doing stuff above and beyond the politicians. Politicians, they just do what they're told, you know. Sure, a guy like President Trump's not thinking about, well, did the Iranians really do it? No, he believes them. So, got to protect yourself. So, you know, war is inevitable here on planet Earth, and just stay out of their way. Stay out of their way is my advice. But you know what they say, the worst vice is advice. All right, kids, I am out of here. We're going to go out in the sun. I'm going to have to put my suntan I'm out in the sun every day. Boy, I'm looking brown as a berry. I love the sun. I'm getting hungry too. Adam 2.0 is going to be here. Adam 2.0 on Monday. No telling what we'll be.
They didn't know where they was going, but they knew where they was, wasn't it?
Really? This is Patrick Timpone. I love you all very much. Thanks for your ongoing support. We'll see you on Monday with Adam 2.0. Thanks for your support. I love you, and I'm here. Let me know if I can help with anything. May the blessings be.
Till you press restart.